And we are continuing our previous shiur. We were talking about the din of kinyan medarbish and mesuyim, and now we are going to, after we saw in the previous shiur various shitas and kashas, we are now going to explain the shita of the Rambam and Rashi that there's no kinyan medarbish and mesuyim. So they ask on the shita of the Rambam that you can't buy something if it's not specific, from the fact that by kiddushin you find that you can. A person can be mekadesh one of two women, and they're both mekudashes misafik, and they need a get misafik. So the only machlokas is if he's marrying one of two sisters, and you don't know which one. So it's kedushin shenem esur in labia. Yivam uschav kimal beis kedushin aleph amar aleph. Kedushin shenem esur in labia is not kedushin. But achatz mishtei nashim it's chal. Why is it chal? Ah, it's a davar shenem esuyim. He doesn't know which girl. So how can it be chal? If it's two sisters, so it's kedushin shenem esur in labia, because maybe he's married to the other sister. And he can't be with one's wife's sister. But if it's to stam two women, then it is chal. Ah, it's a kinyan davar shenem esuyim. The answer is pashut. It's not shver at all, because the kinyan is different. Because of what Rashi says, Rashi says that if the adam gives the land to the eved, all the land except for one field, maybe that's the field. Every field that the eved said this is mine, he says no. That's the field that I left over. That's the field that I left over. Why? Because a motzmei chaver al v'raya, like the Magid Mishnah says that we quoted in the previous shir. In other words, the fact that he can be doicha him from every field, that's moinea chaleis hakinyan, that prevents the kinyan. And so, the bottom line is that he's not kona bevada, and that's not shayach by kedushin. It's only shayach by kinyan. By kedushin, it's not motzmei chaver al v'raya. By kedushin, both of them are mekudashes misafik. Now, the hagosa shesedefra tzachiluk between kedushin and kinyan. By kedushin davrshenu, the kinyan davrshenu mesuyim, you could be doicha al tzmei motzmei chaver al v'raya. Prove to me that that's the one. That this land belongs to you, I can say that's the land that I left over. So Mela, I don't have to give it to you. Kedushin. Kedushin is chal misafik b'shneim. Vinei. Now you have that Gos Hashri. The Gos Hashri at the end of Avodah Zarah writes that if you have a chatichas basar of Reuven that was mixed in with the chatichas of Shimon, Shimon now has to pay Reuven the price of this piece of meat. And before we see from this that even though we paskin that mammon isn't batel beitz lamed ches amid beis, what does that mean? It means that he has to give him the money, the piece of meat that fell in. He has to give him the money for the meat. But the guf hachefetz, the very piece of meat, who shall zesh a mammon esari vetzlo, belongs to the person who within whose meat it was mixed in. In other words, if Reuven's piece of meat got mixed in with Shimon's meat, so the mice of Reuven's meat belongs to Shimon. And Shimon just has to pay him the price of that one piece of meat. But the piece of meat itself belongs to Shimon. And they ask from the Mishnah and Peah. It says in the Mishnah and Peah, Shibolos shel leket shenesarve begadish, ma'aser shibolos achas v'noisin lo. So you have a shibolos of leket. You have this sheave of leket, which belongs to the aniyim. And it was mixed in when the person's gadish, in the person's pile. So what does he do? He takes ma'aser off a shiboles, and then he gives it to the ani. And this way, the ani is going to get the shiboles because leket isn't chayiv in ma'aser. So he gives him something that's already mu'usar, that ma'aser was already taken off of. And the Yerushalmi goes into exactly how it's done. But the bottom line is that he gives him a sheaf of wheat, and takes ma'aser, and then he gives it to the ani, and then the ani gets his shibolos. This is instead of the shibolos of leket. Instead, he gets the shibolos because it was all mixed in. You don't know which one is shibolos of leket, so he gives him shibolos achas, and that's it. Takes meiser off it, and that's it. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, v'chi heyach ani machlif davar shelo b'rishusoy. Rabbi Lazar says, I don't understand. What's the ani doing over here? He's making an exchange with something that doesn't belong to him. In other words, he's exchanging this his leket, the leket, for this shibolos of mice, this shibolos that he's being given now. But what sort of exchange is this? The leket wasn't his in the first place. He never got the leket. He was never zoch in the leket. Heachani machlif dover shelo b'avir shusa. It was never his. So for what right does he get this new shibolos? Ella, rather, Rav Lezer says, mezakis ani b'chol ha-gadish ma'aser shibolos v'nosin. Rather, the ani takes the whole gadish. He takes the whole pile. And he's mezakis zoch in the whole pile. Now it's all his. And then ma'aser shibolos v'achas v'nosin lo. And then he gives him one shibolos for keeps. The rest of it he doesn't keep, but he gives him one shibolos for keeps. And now it is a bit in exchange for the leket, because he was zochet to the leket. He was mizake b'chol agadish, he was ochen the leket, and now he's exchanging the leket piece for the shibolos achas that he gets. Now, my kulei, what's the whole big deal? What's the Mishnah bothered about over here? He can give the ani d'mei shibolos. According to what we're saying, why doesn't he just give him the money for the shibolos, the money for that sheev that was mixed in? And you don't need to do anything else. Because the be'ain of the leket is misbatel b'roiv. The be'ain of the leket, the actual leket, that actual sheev of leket is batel b'rov. It fell into the whole kaddish, so now it's nullified because there's so many more. And all you have to do is give money. All he has to do is give the aniyah money. So why does he have to give them the aniyah shibolas or give them the whole goddess? Just give them the money for that leket v'zelzeh. So it would appear, that's the kasha they ask on the agos hashri. So it would appear that the assert of the din agos hashri is not mitzad bitul barov, but rather mitzad hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. That's where it's coming from. It's coming from hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. That what? That ein ruvein bal hamaman yochol etboya guf hamaman mishimen shenisari vetzlo. The Ruvain is not Baal HaMaman, that he can be Tovea now, Guf HaMaman Mishimen, that it was mixed in with him. We're talking about the meat now, we're back to the meat case, that's the Gos HaShri's case. That Ruvain's piece of meat was mixed in with Shimon's. So Ruvain's not Baal HaMaman, he can say to Shimon, give me my money. Why? Because by every Chaticha, he can be Doichem and he can say, Lav dilehu v'amotz mechavel v'rayi. You can say, you want this chaticha? Sorry, it's not yours. Amotz mechavel v'rayi. Want this chaticha? It's not yours. They all look alike. They're all pieces of brisket. They all look alike. Amotz mechavel v'rayi. So what he can say to him is, Memoni kaboch. My money is by you, but that's a tvi of damim. Aval eni yochel etovu. He can't be tovei him. Can't sue him that he should give him one of the chavis, one of the pieces of the tarovis, a piece of meat in the tarovis. Shekolachad nidon la'atzmo. And this tiny Maman of Shach, you can say Maman of Shach, one of them is mine, it's either this or that, so since one of them is mine, give me money. But you can't say that by the actual Chefetz, because the actual Chefetz, the actual Chaticha, Shimon can say, I prove that it's yours. But money, you can say Maman of Shach, one of them is mine, so just already give me the money. So based on that, we understand the case of the Shibolos of Leket, that by Leket we paskin, that Safek Leket, Leket, Vareu L'Aniyim. That if you have Safek Leket, that the Aniyim gather, so that leket has a din of leket, and it belongs to the aniyim. Dechsev ani v'rashat zdiku tzedek mishalcha v'tein lo chulin kuflam adalad amar alef yensha anshem b'mordechi. That because of this, afilu makom, even when a case we can go after the rov, it still belongs to the aniyim. This is you have to do everything you can to make sure the aniyim get their suffik leket, even if there's a rov against them. And look at the Chasim Sofer in Yoredei and Simon Reish Mem. He's mevar begeder adaber that even shevuchol makom bala mamon echshech lemuchzak, even though normally the bala mamon is considered the muchzak. Here the Torah says that natzdik ani, let's be matzdik, to justify the ani and consider him the muchzak. And because of this, there's no rov. Ain ocham mamon achar rov lahotzi men hamuchzak. And here the ani is considered a muchzak. Ain yaredeh chasim sofer yaredeh simin reish mem. And if that's the case, then the bala gadish can't be derech the ani misafik, because there's no din of a motzim erechol of raya. Adarab fakert, the ani is considered the muchzak, and memeil the bala gadish cannot give. So now we're back to the bala gadish. The bala gadish can't give the dmei shibolos to the aniim. He has to give the gufa shibolas. Why does he have to give the gufa shibolas? Because the ani is considered a muhsak. The bala gadish cannot be derech the ani misafek. There's no din of a motzi mechor el varaya. The ani is considered a muhsak, and memela the bala gadish doesn't just give the dmei shibolos. It's not just a matter of giving money, but rather he has to give the gufa shibolos, and that's the machlokes. Does he give him one shibolos, or is he mezakeh him in the whole thing? But the bottom line, he gets an actual shibolos. Now, that Rabbi Elazar says mezakeh sani b'chol agadosh u'maaser shibolos achas v'nosein lo. So he gives him the whole thing, and then he takes maaser off of shibolos and he gives it to the ani. So it writes, Ravadi Mbratanura, the Hainu de Mizake es Ani Bukhola Godish Almanas Lahzir. He gives the Ani the entire pile and on condition to return it. The Matana Sasushma Matani Tamatana. Venimtisosa Shibolas she leket Bali Adani. So now that Shibolas that was leket came into the hand of the Ani. The Hashta Matzi Lachlifa Bacheris. And now he can exchange it for another one. In fact, Rabbi Kiv Eger and Tosfos Rabbi Kiv Eger over there, what does he have to be mezakadi ani b'chol ha'gadosh matana manas lahachzir? He could be metakin b'pshuto, she'akbi ani kol ha'gadosh amanas likos, la'idez ha'ach shibol shalakat shebesocho kol ha'icha di'isei. He says, what do you have to give him the whole thing for? Very simply, let the Ani pick up the Gaddish, let him be kind of the whole, let him pick up the whole Gaddish, and let him have Kavana to be kind of that Shibboleth of Leket, wherever it happens to be. And then afterwards, then give him one that's Mu'usar, give him a Shibboleth that's Mu'usar, and Shalma Yisrael, what does he have to be kind of the whole thing on Manas Lahas? Just let him be kind of, have Kavana be called that Shibboleth of Leket, wherever it may be, in that pile. So based on what we said, we can answer as follows. If Shavadai lo matzi shiakbiya ha-Gaddish, Amanas liskos bahi shibboleth shel leket. He can't pick up the Gaddish in order to be zeche and that shibboleth of leket, because if he does so, and he's kone that shibboleth, immediately when he's kone it, then it's not going to have a din leket. Barei mamon prati kemamon da'alma. Now it's his own personal money. And then hadar dina, the din is chayzer, she betela b'roiv, ve'ein la'ani eitzel ba'ala Gaddish el adamim bilvad. Oh, mistabech po. Why? Because he's going to be kona that leket. Now it belongs to the Ani. It's the Ani's personal funds, but it's still in the pile. It's still in this Gaddish. And now it's going to be batel in the Gaddish. It's batel barova Gaddish. Then all he's going to be left with is money. And Memeli is not kona anything. Now he's just chayiv him money, but he's not kona anything. That since the Tairoives is a siba lafkir balusa b'achefetz, since the Tairoives is a reason to remove his ownership of the object, it is also a siba to be moineya the chalois kinyan meikara. Like the klal of ma mechura, kvar yotza, if what's sold. If it's already sold, it goes out. Something that's not sold is not going to be sold in the first place. So here, the taroves is mafkia, his bailus in the chayfetz. You have this taroves, and this taroves means that the ani, because of the taroves, the ani cannot be kone the leket, because it was misarev with other sheaves that don't belong to him. So that very same tyroves is going to be monea the chalos kinyan in the first place. So he can't be kone the tyroves in the first place. If what already was magia to the Ani, now he lost because of this tyroves. So now you're going to say that he's being kone what's in this tyroves? No. It's monea the chalos kinyan. It can't be. Another example of this, Rambam, Perek Tezayin, Gzeilav Aved, Halach Ches, Davishu Avud Mimenu Mikol Adam in Chatzer Shel Adam Konelo. Why? Because if it's Avud Mimenu Mikol Adam Nifkaz Baluso, for Avu Shel Motzo, so Bevade in Chatzer Konelo. Same idea. Ayin Shem in the Rambam. So therefore, back to our story, he has to be makdim the whole Gaddish al Manas Lahachzir. And now it's all his. You can't say that it's going to be. That he's going to be kona that individual sheaf of leket, because then it's going to be batel barov, and then since it's going to be batel barov, then all he's going to be chayiv is damim, and memela there's going to be no kinyan in the first place. So what does he do? He's makne the entire gaddish amanas lahachzir, so he's kona this shibolos of leket. And now it could be machl with this shibboleth of leket for another shibboleth. We don't know which one shibboleth of leket is, so then he gives him another one in exchange, but the shibboleth of leket he owned. So there is a real exchange here. So now we can understand the shita of Rashi and the Rambam the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam that makne davar she'eino mesuyam lo kana klal. That when you're makne something that's not specific, there's no kinyan at all. Why? Because since, even if he's koneh, he can't be toveh the be'ein, because it's a davar she'eino mesuyam. So he can just keep being pushing him away and saying, up, motzi merchavav rai, that's not what I meant, that's not what I meant, that's not what I meant. This is this one I meant to keep for myself, this one I meant to keep for myself, I didn't mean to sell you this one. So since makne davar she'eino mesuyam, lo kana klal, why? Because even if he's kone, he can never be tovea the be'ein. He can only get the money. And therefore the hakna isn't chal at all. Because he was makne him a chefetz be'ein. And that's chus tviyaz damim amur a chefetz. So he was tovea, he was giving him an actual object. And not the money part. So that's the bottom line in Shitas Rashi and the Rambam, why you can't make a kinyan and a davar she'eino mesuyam. Because all the guy can try to do is be tovea the ein. He wasn't planning to give him money. He said, I'm giving you a chefetz bein. And every chefetz bein, he can push him away. And he can say, no, that's not the one I meant. I'm otzei chaver al v'raya. Okay, so we still are only b'chatzi aderech. And b'tziyata d'shmaya, b'tzos Hashem d'arkeinu, I very much hope that in the next year we continue singing the flows mitaras Hashem. L'mod u'lam ed'lishma l'as, l'kaim z'klo v'sama taras v'hava, b'simcha v'tuv lev v'meirov kol, gashmi suv ruchni es amein v'amein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.